Bell and Sagiv Aslev will be sharing the vision of Worldwide Biblical Zionist and how you can become a member of this movement July the 29th from 7 until 10 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza Hotel at I-25 and 120th Avenue. They'll be in the Gray Peaks Ballroom. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our regularly scheduled guest. Unfortunately, I guess, must have forgotten the program. I talked to him, and he was in the middle of a meeting and said he'd be available after lunch, but that's not going to help us much today. So, anyway, I would ask you, if you have a question or comment, give us a call, because we have nothing planned. Our number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255, but... You know, I was just thinking about thought control in America, how effectively the media is controlled in our country, and the things that the American people just never hear about. And, of course, we just started at the very beginning. It was right after the Second World War that we had Operation Paperclip. And as you remember, those of you who listen to our programs, this was an official government policy of bringing Nazi war criminals into the United States to work on, supposedly, primarily on the space program, but we brought the Nazi scientists, some of the vicious war criminals in, and they were working certainly on psychological warfare to be used against the American people in the future, creating new and terrible diseases that plague us today. And then, of course, there was the rat line that was really part and parcel of Operation Paperclip, and that was the CIA program to help the Nazis escaped to South America, and about 10,000 Nazis escaped there, some of the most vicious ones. Certainly, Dr. Mengele, the angel of death, he used to love to torture children to death after he'd played with them, of course, and appeared to be so kind. And of course, Martin Bormann and Klaus Barbie and Adolf Eichmann and all the others. And there's no question that this happened, but it just never was mentioned in the American publication, so you just, most people have never heard of that, and they wouldn't understand why the CIA and the MI6 and the people in the Vatican would be helping the wicked Nazi war criminals escape to South America. But you have to understand that there are the occult forces, and many people within the CIA and MI6 were involved in the occult. Intelligence agencies have been infiltrated by the occult movement going all the way back to Dr. D during the Elizabethan era. And by that, beautifully covered in the DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. So you need to understand these things. They're very real. But you also need to understand most Americans have never heard of it. We do have a great four-tape set on Operation Paperclip, that secret program. Secret to this very day about protecting the Nazi war criminals. Of course, you can only understand that by understanding that other American corporations and people within the banking industry and the oil industry financed and helped Adolf Hitler, created Adolf Hitler, and then destroyed Adolf Hitler. It's the same old pattern over and over again. Then there was, of course, the instance of Operation Keelhaul after the end of the Second World War, when the leaders, the American, British, French, and our other European allies, sent 6 million or almost 6 million Russians back to be slaughtered in Russia. These were people who had defected from the communists. They hated communism. Somebody even joined the Nazis to fight the communists, and at the end of the war, they were actually all rounded up many times at bayonet point and put onto ships and then shipped back to Russia And then, of course, where they were, 2 million were immediately slaughtered. 2 million went to Siberia to die, and about another 2 million just could never get a job again, had to live in. As a constant reminder to the Russian people that there was no hope. There was no hope for them. The West was working closely with the communists, but of course, Operation Keel Haul was never mentioned in the United States. Now, we do have an excellent video on that, and if you would like to get it, it's available from Radio Liberty. It was a program that was shown just one time in the United States on television and then immediately suppressed. Why? Because they can't let the American people know the truth about Operation Keel Haul. You can look up on the Internet. You'll find it mentioned there. They usually use the figure 2 million Russians were forcibly repatriated, but the real figure was close to 6 million. That's covered in a book called The Secret Betrayal by Tolstoy. And, of course, this is the nephew of the very, very famous Tolstoy who wrote War and Peace. But that book, The East Came West, and the book by Julius Epstein, Operation Keel Haul, give you this story that most people have never heard of. Everybody's heard about the Holocaust and have heard of the 6 million Jews. How many people have heard about the Holocaust? About the Holocaust? Everyone. But how many people have heard about the Operation Keel Haul? Almost no one. It's not covered in our textbooks. It is among so many things that are simply suppressed in the United States, where we have freedom of the press, which means that if you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want to, and believe me, it's done routinely. And this is how they largely control what the American people think. Then there's Operation Northwood, and that was a program that was designed by the people on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the military, a justification for going to war with Castro, because the military really didn't understand that the CIA had brought Fidel Castro to power, not in spite of the fact he was a communist, but because he was a communist, and we wanted to have an enemy just 90 miles off the Florida Keys, and of course we want to document that fact. It's documented in Earl T. Smith's book, Fourth Floor. He was the American ambassador to Cuba, but if you'd like to see my interview with Ambassador Smith, why, it's available. That's called The World Revolution. I took a film crew to Palm Beach, Florida back in 1980 at my own expense, and believe me, it was expensive. We had to charter a plane to do it, but we did it. We wanted to record for posterity Ambassador Smith's words before he passed on. And he was a very gracious billionaire. He was very kind to me and to the people who were with me. And he wanted to get the information out about how the Central Intelligence Agency and the CIA and the State Department knew that Fidel Castro was communist and intentionally brought him to power. Well, certainly the Joint Chiefs of Staff had come up with a plan in 1992 to justify an attack on Fidel Castro, not realizing, of course, he'd been put there by our own CIA. I'll tell you when we get back, or give us a call at 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Right here at the American Freedom Network. We'll talk about what you want to talk about.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Mike was a scrawny 12-year-old with an agreeable smile. Starting at age 6, he was medicated with Concerta and Adderall at the insistence of school staff. Grades remained mediocre. Family and friends found Mike's zombie-like appearance frightening, and he continued with periodic outbursts and meltdowns. He suffered from sleeplessness and lack of appetite. When his first seventh grade report card showed all D's and F's, his desperate mom emailed the Brain Workout Center. Mike's progress through our program was bumpy, but he worked at it and finished drug-free. Since then, his mom reports that he has made the honor roll for the first time in his life. He willingly does his homework and has enough time to play in a band, his lifelong dream. The Brain Workout Center. No drugs, no labels. Side effects include results. Call 303-691-0882.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255, if you'd like to call in. But I was talking about Operation Northwood, and this, all of these things are up on the Internet. Fortunately, we have the Internet, so you can check out everything I say to make sure that I'm telling you the truth. But also so you can refer other people to the sites, and all of this I'm saying is there. Operation Northwood was a program designed by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and it was how are we going to get the American people to go along with an attack on Fidel Castro's Cuba. And one of the things, they were going to, John Glenn was an astronaut of those days, John Glenn, who later became a United States Senator, but he was an astronaut. He was going up in a space capsule just simply to orbit the Earth. This was before we had sent a man to the moon, and basically, of course, they were going to blow up the space capsule and kill John Glenn and then blame it on Fidel Castro. Or they were going to get some Cubans who hated Fidel Castro, put them in Cuban army uniforms, and then kill them, and then say that they were Fidel's soldiers who were going to be attacking Guantanamo. They're going to blow up one of our ships and kill a lot of Americans and sailors. The best plan of all was to have a plane, and it was going to be filled with students. And, of course, the plane was actually going to see the students off, and then the plane was going to land. Another plane would take its place. And the FAA would realize that. It would look like the plane had dropped below radar, then come back again. And then that plane was going to be really a drone. Nobody was going to be on it. It was going to be flying over Cuba. They were going to put out a Mayday call. They were under attack by the Cuban jets. And then they were going to blow up the plane and make everybody in America feel that all those students going home for the holidays had been slaughtered by the wicked Fidel Castro. And by so doing, they were going to be able to justify going to war with Fidel Castro. Now, the program actually was cleared by General Lemitzer. It was actually sent to the Department of Defense. And whether it was McNamara or whether it was Robert McNamara or whether it was George Bundy, who was the National Security Advisor, who was part of the Skull and Bones CFR complex, or John Kennedy, we don't know, but the program was squashed. It was kept high, top secret for many years till it was uncovered by James Bovard, and it is available. It's available on the Internet. It was formerly top secret, and now, of course, it's available. So you have to understand, of course, that the people at the very top understood the Fidel Castro. The whole thing was a scam. The Bay of Pigs was a scam. We didn't send those boys in to win. We sent them in to lose. To get that feeling of hopelessness, oh, shucks, there's nothing we can do about this dictator 90 miles off of our shores. And, of course, when they had the hearings on the CIA assassinations, they commented that the CIA wanted to kill Fidel Castro. They were going to give him an explosive cigar or all these stupid things. If the CIA wants to kill somebody, they kill somebody. You don't think for 1 minute that they give up, they just get discouraged. They were going to put some powder in his shoes that would make his beard fall out. I mean, all of these supposedly little dirty tricks to get do on Fidel Castro. If they wanted to kill him, they would have killed him when he was up visiting David Rockefeller, you know? But they didn't want to kill him. They wanted to give the American people the feeling that they wanted to kill Fidel Castro, that he was the enemy. He's never been the enemy. He's always been some of the, just another of the surrogate enemies that they have created, the best enemies that money could buy. Well, of course, there's so many other stories that are just never told. Another one, of course, is the story of the Bilderbergers, which were first organized back in 1954 at the Bilderberger Hotel in the Netherlands, and they've been meeting ever since then. They're the leaders of the world, the financial leaders of the world, heads of the banks, the heads of the governments, the heads of the corporations, the people of great wealth. I mean, the Rothschilds are there, David Rockefeller is always there, Henry Kissinger, usually Zbigniew Brzezinski, and there's maybe 140, 150 of them, and they meet every year, and you can read all about it in the European press and the Canadian press, but not in the American press. And you can go to the Washington Post, they're never going to mention it. Why? Because Katharine Graham, who owned the Washington Post, is a member of the Bilderbergers, and it was agreed that they would never write anything about it. Now her son has taken their place, and they're carrying on the tradition. The last meeting was held in Virginia. Katharine Graham's son was there. But, of course, he is not going to write about it. He's not going to be allowed in any of the newspapers. You are not to know about the Bilderberger Group. And they've kept it secret for 54 years from the American people. Everybody else in the world can know, but not you. You wonder why the price of oil is coming down? Why, that was one of the things that they decided. They decided the price of oil was going to come down. Just as they ran it up, they ran it back down again. The leaders of Exxon, Royal Dutch Shell, and the others, people from the oil companies have been at the Bilderberger meetings of the past. I didn't check to see if they were there this time, but they usually attend, or they send their representatives. And of course, the leaders of the oil companies do as they are told. Believe me, you do not cross the people who control the Bilderbergers, or you'll end up like Bobby Kennedy, or like Martin Luther King, or like John Fitzgerald Kennedy. And if you have any questions, of course, that they killed Martin Luther King, you need to get our 4-tape set entitled The Assassination of the Execution of Martin Luther King, and the book that goes with that, called An Affair of State. It's written by the lawyer that the King family, that Martin Luther King's family, hired to prosecute a man named Lloyd Jowers, who was part of the conspiracy, the CIA conspiracy, to kill Martin Luther King. And of course, there was a trial in the United States, a 4-month trial, 4 months, 54 witnesses, and the jury, heard by a jury, decided the government was 70% responsible, the CIA, the government, 70% responsible for the murder of Martin Luther King. Now, of course, everything was done to suppress the information. The media can't let you know that they killed Martin Luther King any more than they can let you know that they killed Bobby Kennedy. And because we have a 4-tape set on that as well, the murder of Bobby Kennedy. And there's a book we're not carrying because it's not readily available. It's called An Open and Shut Case. An Open and Shut Case. And we recommend the book to you. And, of course, it simply points out that the coroner's report reported that all of the bullets that killed Bobby Kennedy came from behind. And that was in the autopsy. And yet, of course, Saran, who's in prison for killing Kennedy, was standing in front of him. And Saran's gun had 8 bullets in it, but there were 13 bullets fired, and 13 or 14. So how could that be? And if it's true, why hasn't the American people ever learned of it? And, of course, it's because we have freedom of the press in America. When you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want to. And there are so many similar stories out there on the murder of Martin Luther of John Kennedy. We have a interview with Madeleine Duncan Brown, who was at the meeting the evening. It was a party the evening before John Kennedy was assassinated, and Then, of course, all the men who were at the meeting, or most of them, went into a special meeting. Of course, there was Lyndon Johnson and Richard Nixon and certainly J. Edgar Hoover, people from the CIA, people from the oil industry, from the mafia. And they were all there, of course, planning the murder that would take place the following day. And we have an interview with Madeline. Certainly, there's nothing. And Galen Ross, who wrote the book, Elite Serial Killers. That's the book, Elite Serial Killers. And we have a number of interviews with Galen. He actually tracked down a fellow who actually attended the meeting and gave him the names of everybody who was there. The murder, when they were certainly all agreeing on the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy the following day. So understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there are very, very powerful forces at work behind the scenes that are largely able to control what the American people think. I mean, one of the most interesting things, of course, is Procter Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N, and you can look it up on the Internet. Project Echelon. It's the program by which they, and I'm speaking of they, NSA, National Security Administration, listens to all of your telephone calls. They read all of your emails. They read all of your faxes. And how do they do that? They do it by computer. They're scanned by very, very smart computers. And if keywords are used, if the computer suspects there's something there, then an individual listens to the conversation. This works out of the NSA, the largest intelligence organization in our country, far larger and far better financed than the CIA. How often do you see articles about the National Security Administration? And some people say NSA really stands for no such agency because they've kept it secret, and certainly they've kept Operation Echelon secret. Why are they listening to your telephone calls? Well, they want to know who the potential dissenters are. The elite who rule the world want to know everything about everybody, so there will be no opposition to their plan for the New World Order, the New World Religion, and the installation of the New World Order, or New World Ruler they worship, who, of course, is the Antichrist. And this is the powerful spiritual forces behind what's going on today. That is not simply the Bilderbergers. That is not simply the CFR. That is not simply members of the Bohemian Grove. That is not simply members of the Club of Rome. That is not simply members of the Trilateral Commission. That is not simply the leaders of the Masonic movement or the leaders of the Communist movement here in the United States or in Soviet Union. They all work in tandem. They're all controlled by the same spiritual forces, the spiritual hierarchy that rules the world. And they write openly. They even circulate pamphlets. And, of course, you get some of them from Radio Liberty by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get a copy of the pamphlet on the spiritual hierarchy that rules the world, it's called The Workings of the Spiritual Hierarchy. It was actually information that was channeled to a woman, a medium named Alice Bailey, during the first half of the last century, and the reproduced in the book. She wrote over 20 books, but she didn't write them. They were all channeled to her by this demonic spirit. But this is what the demonic spirit says about their control of the world. Of course, you know, demons lie. Sure, they lie, but I have no question that they really do have their agents planted everywhere. And as the demon said, or channeled, you know, some of the people know exactly what they're doing, and other people don't know. They're just that their minds are controlled, and they think that the ideas are their own. And they're not, of course. They're coming from the other dimension. And what motivates so many people today is this insane desire for a world government and the destruction of America. And these people are very, very efficient. They've done a tremendous job of undermining the moral fabric of our society, taking God and prayer out of our schools. This is why, of course, this happened. They wanted to destroy the Christian foundation of this nation. That's why the Masons on the United States Supreme Court, and the Masons control the United States Supreme Court, in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1 for a period of 30 years between 1941 and 1971. And it was during those years they began to change America. They actually legalized pornography, which, of course, was always locally controlled before, but they said, oh, the local controls, you can't do that. It's only this federal government that can control pornography. Heavens, the federal government promotes pornography. This is what you don't understand. I mean, there are pedophile rings. You've never read the book, The Franklin Cover-Up, or heard Ted Gunderson talk about and remember, Ted was actually worked for the FBI for many years. He was chief agent there in Los Angeles at the time he retired. But there are pedophile and homosexual and rings of perversion in Washington, D.C., and carried out in Bohemian Grove, right north of where we are. I guess they had their meeting just last week.
Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at radiantclinicolorado.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And we look forward to your calls here. Something you'd like to talk about? There was a trial recently. It was rather interesting. It was in Nevada, and I think it was probably in Las Vegas, but it involved a gentleman who paid his employees with gold coins. And of course, since the value on the gold coins actually minted by the United States Treasury was, say, $20, even though the coin itself would be worth close to $1,000, well, he didn't have to, of course, report it to the government because, he was paying his employees with gold coins and silver coins and paying and recording the value that was minted on the coin. And of course, the employees were getting that, and of course, they weren't paying any taxes because they were paid in coins where the government stated what the value of the coin was. Well, of course, the IRS says you can't believe what's on the coin. You got to pay taxes on the value of those, the real value of those coins. And he said, no, this is all inflated currency. I mean, according to the Constitution, why, all of our coinage is to be based on gold and silver. Well, anyway, the IRS took them to court. They had 166 federal felony charges against them. I would have sent them to jail for a million years, probably. And yet, after 4 months, the jury exonerated them of all 166 federal charges, and they all went free, and not one word in the controlled media. Why? Because they can't let you know that they are effectively, intentionally, and maliciously, unconstitutionally, and illegally destroying the value of your currency. This is the plan to impoverish the American people. I mean, certainly the present dollar is only worth about 4 cents of what the dollar was back in 1913 when the Federal Reserve was created. The purpose of the Federal Reserve, of course, it was established by the bankers, for the bankers, to enrich the bankers, and to impoverish the American people. And now we're in the final stage where they're going to destroy completely the value of everything you've worked your life for, your insurance policies, your pensions, your annuities, your savings, anything that's mediated in dollars is going to be destroyed. And this is not happening by accident. And that's why, of course, why you need to listen to our programs, you need to get the information, you need to understand what's happening, and you need to explain to other people about money and why we've put together some talks and pamphlets on money so that you can understand and so you can make your plans accordingly. But the whole idea, you know, if you can impoverish the American people and they're poor, who are they going to look to help them? Why, the government. And, of course, who's going to control the government? The very people who created the problem in the first place and impoverished the American people. Until people understand that the Federal Reserve System was established illegally, it was established without the consent of the American people. Legislation was passed in the middle of the night with hardly anybody there, and it was legislation that was sold and was initially said, oh, well, this is how we're going to keep the bankers from robbing the American people. We're going to have a Federal Reserve Board that's going to oversee the bankers. And, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. The Federal Reserve Board is not federal. And if you are in an area where there's a branch of the Federal Reserve Bank, you'll find out that it's not listed under government agencies, but as a private bank, because it is a private bank. These are all private banks. And the bankers determine who the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board is, or I should say the Brotherhood of Darkness, because the head of the Federal Reserve Board always comes from the membership rolls, the Council on Foreign Relations, and he is always one of those people who is dedicated to this cabal that is subservient to the cabal that rules our nation. But right now, of course, we're in the terminal stages of the destruction of the value of our currency. Just got a letter. I was reading it this morning from a friend of mine who just came back from Europe, and was just saying how over in Germany, and he's German, he goes over there to visit his family regularly, prices have doubled since they went into the euro. In other words, the value of the German mark or the euro, the value of the German mark has fallen in half. And of course, in other words, if you had marks, you turned them in for euros, they're only worth already half of what they were when you turned them in. And of course, he said that, you know, gasoline over there is $9 a gallon. People are having a terrible time. The German people hate the European Union, but they don't know what to do because they're not allowed to vote on it. They're not allowed to have any say. And of course, it's run by a communistic bureaucracy that's self-appointed and answerable to nobody. Who actually have a European Parliament, but they're simply figureheads. I've talked to Ashley Motis, a member of the European Parliament, and you get up, you're only given 1 minute to speak, and then everything is determined ahead of time. and you either vote on their programs or they keep bringing them back, or they just simply enact them without the consent of the Parliament. It's like our Congress, for instance. Did you know that that our Congress, 2 weeks ago, had voted for a resolution that called for committee hearings in preparation of an impeachment of the President of the United States, and those hearings actually began last week on the impeachment of the President of the United States, and not a word in the controlled media. Why? Because they don't want you to know. They don't. I mean, Congress is a figurehead. Usually they do exactly what they're told. In this instance, they did something independently, and that's why you haven't heard about it. It doesn't matter what happens in Congress. It doesn't matter what laws they enact. The establishment's going to go ahead and do exactly what they want to anyway. And the only reason we have a Congress and a Senate is to give you the idea that you're going to be able to impact upon what the government does, that they're supposedly representing you, but they don't. Only very rarely do they do things independently, as they did, I think it was last year, as far as preventing amnesty, and it was only because of the massive outpouring of news, of calls and emails and faxes and to the senators and to the members of Congress that we were able to defeat amnesty for all of the probably 30 million illegal immigrants who are in our country today. And of course, that would have changed America forever, but of course, America is going to change. We're going into a terrible depression. We're going into a chaotic situation when we come out. It's not going to be the same America. Now, it could be a constitutional republic where men were free, or it probably will be a ruthless dictatorship where freedom will simply be a remembrance of things past. But it's really going to be up to you out there in the audience. You're going to have to know all of the things we talk about and be able to discuss them intelligently. And fortunately, you have my website. You can go there and get details on a lot of the things that are written there. You can go on the Internet and get the information. One of the biggest stories that's being suppressed now is the Sybil Edmonds story. And, of course, Sybil worked for the FBI. I went to work immediately after 9-1-1 translating intercepts of things that were actually the FBI had pulled down, but they hadn't been able to translate because they were in Farsi or Turkish, and Sybil spoke both of them. She found out that there was a spy ring at the highest levels of our government that the government knew about. It was transferring nuclear technology to Pakistan in preparation for the coming nuclear war. Give us a call, 970-689-8255. Love to hear from you, as we have nothing planned at this point. 970-689-8255.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier
I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. And I was talking about the civil admin story because I think it's a very, very important story, and you can read about that on my website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. It's a letter we wrote, and it's probably within the last year. I think it was in January of this year, but don't hold me to that under any circumstances. Well, we've got a caller. So who do we have on the line?
Hey, Dr. Stan, this is Craig in Fort Collins.
Hi, Craig. How you doing?
Good, good. Hey, I've been listening to your shows and some others, and over the weekend I told people, I said, I've listened to four different people, and they've all said basically the same thing to, you know, like start stockpiling food and be getting prepared, was met with quite a lot of skepticism, so.
Well, but you see, don't worry about that. Your job is to tell them. If they don't want to believe, then they're going to be caught with their pantry down, and they're not going to have anything to fall back on, because we're moving into very difficult times. And people should have food, and they should have means of purifying water, and they should have get out of the dollar, get out of everything that's denominated in dollars, because dollar is going to collapse. Now, this is being planned. This is being intentionally done, not happening by accident. So if people don't want to listen to you, don't worry about it. They're going to remember in the future what you said, because we're moving into the most difficult times in our nation's history.
Well, this may be I feel like it's almost an unfair question to ask you, but I mean, how certain, you know, like somebody asked, well, how certain is this going to happen, you know? What do you tell?
I have no question it's going to happen, because everything is in place. These people know exactly what they're doing. First of all, I mean, see what's happening to the housing industry now, and of course the rising cost of oil has had a profound impact. Apparently, the word is out they're going to lower the price of oil, for the time being, just to actually avoid competition for the oil industry. After all, with oil at $150 a barrel, why it would pay anybody to go into wildcatting? And they're going to drop the price of oil on down. But that's not going to save our economy. Certainly, look and see what's happening to the automotive industry, to the airline industry, to the farming industry. Talk to the farmers. I mean, we are moving into a major depression. And it's only, it's going to be a long time before this is over.
Yeah.
And I'm absolutely certain that this is what lies ahead. But if people don't want to listen, why? I mean, that's their problem, not mine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I've been following this for 45, 46 years now.
What was that again?
I said I've been following these, what's going on for 46 years. And this is going to be the worst economic contraction that we've ever seen. And of course, in the process, they're destroying the value of our currency. I mean,
yeah.
America is the greatest debtor nation in the world. And even Paul Volcker, I don't know if you remember the article he wrote in the Washington Post, back in 2005, and it's in our financial tsunami syllabus, or in our talk there, and he just talked about, it was titled Skating on Thin Ice, and he said, sooner or later, this whole thing's going to fall apart. I don't know if it's going to be with a bang or with a whimper, but sooner or later, other countries are going to stop buying our currency, and the whole thing is going to collapse.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Stan.
You're welcome. God bless. Okay, fine. Well, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. And this is not a pleasant message, but you have to understand what lies ahead. You've got to get out of debt by whatever means that you have, and even if it means selling your house that's overvalued and taking the loss. But get out of debt, because I think housing cost prices are going to continue falling for a good while, and I believe that they are have manipulated this whole scenario. I don't believe anything that's happening is happening by accident. I wish it would get out of their control, but they know exactly what they're doing. Hi, who do we have on the line?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Al Underwood here in Platteville, Colorado. I'm just asking you, we're talking about this monetary stuff. What did you say the dollar was worth?
It's worth now about 4 cents.
About 4 cents?
What it was back in 1913.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out now, when the government taxes you on your money, do they tax you what the dollar's supposed to be worth or what it's worth today?
Oh, on what it's worth today. And the thing is, that's why they were so furious with this fellow that was on trial in Las Vegas, because, of course, he was paying people with gold, gold coins minted by the U.S. currency that said $20 on them. And, of course, they said, but that's worth $1,000. He said, look, you're the ones who are violating the Constitution. The Constitution says that our currency is to be moderated and controlled by gold and silver, and not by what you say it is.
I was just worried. I thought they were taxing you on what the dollar was worth, what it's supposed to be worth, a dollar. And if it's worth about 4 cents, they're stealing your money.
Of course it is. Inflation is a tax. In fact, Ron Paul, in his recent confrontation with Bernanke, the head of the Federal Reserve System, says inflation is a tax. And Bernanke actually agreed with him. Inflation is a tax, and of course it's a hidden tax. In fact, I had one of my friends, Dr. James Toth, one time, who actually, on his income tax, where it says you can deduct taxes, put the inflation in. And of course they said, you can't do that. And, eventually, they dropped it. He said, you'd fight them in court. They didn't want that in court. The last thing they want to know, the American people want to know, is they're destroying the value of the currency. So he got away with a $50,000 deduction for the inflation tax, just another government tax. So this is what we're pretty up against, and the average individual doesn't understand that there's no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch the currency, and not one person in a million will understand what's happening. Are you still there? Oh, I guess we lost our caller. Well, again, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. We're out of time. We hope that you'll go to our website, get our information. We'll be back in just a minute to wrap up this morning's program here at the American Feed Network.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The goal of Worldwide Biblical Zionists is to unite Bible believers all over the world who love Israel and want to build up Zion. Joel Bell and Sagib Azlev will be sharing the vision of Worldwide Biblical Zionists and how you can become a member of this movement July the 29th from 7 until 10 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza Hotel at I-25 and 120th Avenue. They'll be in the Gray Peaks Ballroom. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course, never got through the Civil Edmund story, but basically what Civil found was that the State Department knew about the spy ring. The FBI knew, but they'd been told not to investigate it. And, of course, it involved sending nuclear secrets and nuclear material to Pakistan to build so they could build their nuclear weapons and presumably share them with other Muslim countries. And why would you cover something like that up? Sybil Edmonds tried to tell her story, went to the courts, and the court said, oh, no, this is a too secret. We can't let the American people know that. It could harm national security. And she went all the way to the Supreme Court, and they wouldn't allow the story to be told. So she put it in the London Times, and you can go up on the Internet and type in Sybil Edmonds, E-D-M-O-N-D-S, and London Times, read her articles. And, of course, we quote part of that in my article on at RadioLiberty.com. I think everybody's missed the real significance of Sybil Edmonds. They don't want the American people to know that we're transferring nuclear technology to the Muslim nations. Why would we do something so stupid? Because we want a nuclear war. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. And I hate to say it, but if you go into the scriptures, they talk about, you know, of course, the people on the islands of the West and how the flesh will simply melt off their faces. And this is what I believe is going to happen. I believe we're going to see a nuclear war. I think you're there in Colorado. You're probably safer than most places, but I think we're in for some terrible, terrible times. And God would allow these things to happen because it's the only way he can ever get the attention of his people who've turned against him. Well, certainly if you haven't, of course, seen my talk on the financial tsunami and got the syllabus that goes with it, let me recommend it to you. And then, of course, we hope that you want to get a little pamphlet on the history of money and then the sequel to that, the financial meltdown, where I actually tell you my theory of why Alan Greenspan did what he did. And, of course, I may be wrong, but it's an interesting theory, an interesting thing to contemplate, because Alan Greenspan is either the greatest villain or the greatest hero in our nation's history, and you'll have to decide which. Anyway, because the only way we're ever going to get the attention of the American people is to take away their affluent society. And as long as we have all the money and the prosperity, people are not going to see what's really important. So let me suggest my talk on the financial tsunami and the syllabus that goes with it, my pamphlets on the financial meltdown and the history of money, and then the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, the book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, and the book, Fiat Money Inflation in France. And if you read all of those, you'll know more than most economic professors, and you need to have this information if you hope to survive. So our telephone number again is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. Go there. Let me suggest our new segment. It's called Other Videos. And just scroll down, because we put up the YouTube clips and other videos that are readily available now. And, of course, we're putting them up almost on a daily basis. Tremendous amount of information there. Little short clips, but they will give you the information you need to know for the difficult times that lie ahead. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack from within today. The enemy is not over in a cave in Pakistan. It's not over in Moscow or Beijing. It's in New York City at the headquarters of the CFR and Washington, D.C., at the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Club of Rome, and the myriad of other organizations, the House of the Temple, the Masons, are all working for the New World Order and the destruction of America. So tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too.